Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
In a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Let's get it. Mark Grody joins us live from Hallis Hall on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Groats, what do we need to know before we start going through the tape?
Gentlemen, yeah, by player accounts, another great practice for the Bears today relative to the apparently, according to Ben Johnson, mediocre ones that they had been having, at least not at a championship level, as the head coach Johnson had put it specifically. Not practicing today continues to be a concern. No Kyler Gordon. TJ Edwards continues to be out. Same, of course, with Jalen Johnson. Jalen Jones did not practice. Linebacker DeMarco Jackson was out today as well. Karan Amagaji and his elbow injury did not allow him to practice today. Grady Jarrett and DeAndre Swift both limited today. And I will say, right before we get into the tape, gentlemen, I would say on the overall, and you will hear it in some of the bites that I'm going to play, it was an edgy day. It was an edgy day for some of the folks that you are going to hear from today from the Bears. And I think that it was a good edge because the Bears are what I would call a bad 0-2. Yes, there are degrees of losing. And it's been a bad couple of losses for the Bears. The big reason, of course, last week was the 52 points that the Detroit Lions put up on the Chicago Bears. Dennis Allen is the defensive coordinator. And let's get into it specifically, because everybody wants more Montez Sweat, and everybody says Montez Sweat has to win his one-on-one battle. So Dennis Allen was asked, what can Montez Sweat do to better win his one-on-ones? And he's also, Dennis Allen, going to get into some scheme stuff.
Obviously, we're 2 weeks into the season, and so there's going to be plenty of more opportunities to be able to do that. I think, you know, we got to do some things to try to create some more one-on-one situations. You know, when you're in these games that kind of are, you know, either you're chasing points or they're kind of close games, it doesn't get into one of these games where, you know, it's a throw the ball every time. And I think that's where, you know, you're really able to kind of get after the quarterback a little bit. So, look, I think it's just really about trying to create some more opportunities for him. And then just being consistent in terms of his technique and his fundamentals, you know, in his pass rush. And that's exactly what we're doing.
Dennis, the problem-solving mindset that you were just talking about, how does that factor into trying to figure out something with the pass rush to get that going, where it might require you to kind of go outside of some of your core beliefs or how you typically run a defense?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think look, the most important way and the quickest way to affect the offense is to be able to affect the quarterback and being able to do that through rushing coverage. And so there's a lot of different ways that you can do that. Maybe there's some ways that we can, you know, create a little bit more time for the rush to get there. You know, and I think getting teams into obvious passing down situations is a big deal too. You know, when you're facing teams you know, they're maxing up the protection with 7 and 8 man protections. You know, it's not easy to get to the quarterback in those situations. So, I think some of it is playing better on early downs, getting teams into, you know, longer distances, obvious passing down situations, and that allows you to do a little bit more to get after the passer.
All right, what I heard there was not, I know how we can make him better, or he's going to be better.
Not at all.
I heard we either need to, A, have a lead. That's really good. That's the first half of that answer.
Or the other team can't choose to pass the ball.
Right, right. We need to play better on earlier downs so we have a better situation. And we also need to find ways to create more time that the quarterback has to hold it in the secondary. That didn't sound like he's got a lot of faith in making Montez better, did it? Not to me.
Well, you're right, and I think that what this comes down to, guys, is that they expect Montez Sweat to win his one-on-one
battle.
Like, think they're saying no excuses. Here's your one-on-one opportunities. We'll try to make more for you. What Dennis Allen is saying right there. But at some point in time, Montez Sweat, your big money man, has to win those one-on-one battles.
Man. And that's understandable. It's a little scary. Like, hey, man, you're supposed to be this guy. Start being this guy. And if he's not, well, then we're all just kind of screwed. Go ahead, Groats. Keep rolling.
Yeah. Another one from Dennis Allen, specifically on all those injuries that I mentioned at the outset of the hit here. Let me know if you guys felt vibes of Lee Elia at the end of this, a near F-bomb coming your way. Tannehill, don't lose your mind. It's okay. No F-bombs were made. But it's kind of interesting when you listen to Dennis Allen right here on all of the defensive injuries.
I think we all embrace the challenge. You know, there's no question about it. When you have significant players that are missing time, it's challenging. And yet, that's why we do what we do, and that's why we're at the highest level of this profession, you know, is to figure out solutions and figure out ways to get the job done, you know, and really 90% of the world doesn't give a care about your problems. The other 10% are glad you got them, you know. So, you know, we just come in every night, we go to work, try to put a good plan together, try to, you know, utilize our guys the best we can, put them in good positions to make plays. And, you know, I think, you know, hopefully we'll go out and do that this weekend.
Yeah, I think Paul Konerko and his golf buddies will be quoting that next time they play around.
Let's contact Scott Grabstein.
And print
let him know.
And the only reason that we have that piece of sound, Groats,
that's right.
Yeah.
Is because of the Grobber.
That's right.
He's the only one who had the actual recording of that. So shout out to the Grobber.
Everybody else down there, I was.
He was there.
Yeah, a lot of people think Gian Greco is, I got the tape, though, not Gian Greco. I don't care what anybody, that goes for you too, Grody. You sometimes like to stir it up.
And print it.
When he turned on you, that's my favorite thing.
when he turns on even you.
Yeah.
I think he turned on me a couple of times. There was the 85 Bears. That was the one that Tanny just played that I was there, you weren't. That was directed at me. And then the other one was the AH. That's when he really sniffed it out because I was like, what are they going to put an AH on their helmets when they moved to Arlington Heights? And he's like, they're never going to do it. You sometimes like to come in here and cause problems.
KMA.
Oh, man.
Facts.
All right, trying to be a wise guy.
No,
I know what you're doing.
So
I know what you're doing.
We heard from the defensive coordinator. What about the offensive coordinator?
Yes, Declan Doyle. You know, we've all been sort of saying it. Hey, Caleb Williams looked better this week than he did last week. And Declan Doyle said, yeah, I thought he looked better. So Declan Doyle, what specifically did Caleb Williams do better this week?
I think that he did a better job of playing through, you know, with his eyes and some of the concepts, just his general process. That was cleaner, just, you know, getting up the line of scrimmage and going a little bit. You know, we utilized a little bit more tempo in that game just because it fit. But that was something that, you know, our operation was a little bit better and a little bit cleaner from that perspective. The ball, and that's the expectation every time we're out there.
How do you feel like Caleb's footwork has progressed even from week one to week two?
I feel like it's getting better every week, but it's still something that I mean, he'll stand up here and tell you this is something that he's really working on. I think I talked about it last week. Your eyes and your eyes lead your feet. And those are really the two things that, you know, we're working on the process. And then his eyes matching his feet taking him through progressions. I saw it continue to progress, but it's something that still we're going to go out there today, and that's going to be one of our main focuses.
Hey, Speaks, there's something good in there. There's Declan Doyle talking about what we were discussing earlier with Dak. the idea of like his eyes were in the right place on stuff.
That is good. That is better. You know what I heard though, Lawrence? Remember on Monday when we broke down some of Caleb postgame where he said he didn't know what he had been doing wrong and needed to be told or look at the tape? And now today, and Caleb did say it yesterday, once they looked at the tape, he's like, oh yeah, my feet are bad. That's right. Okay, my feet are bad. I got it. So he didn't know it after the game. He didn't realize it as it was happening. So, I mean, that's a little worrisome to me. I guess it's just all part of the process, man. Like, there's a resignation to realizing that this is a much bigger project than we hoped it would be.
There's more from Mark Grody that we have to do, including more from Declan Doyle. So let's take a timeout, and then we'll go back to Halas Hall and talk about the Bears as they get ready to take on the Cowboys. Mark Grody's Bears hit continues after this on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
You sometimes like to come on here and just kind of make waves, whatever. I get what you're doing.
What he's doing is a Bears report, part deux. He's Mark Grody. He's at Halas Hall. This is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Groats, please continue.
Yeah, wait till you hear me with DJ Moore later. If Les is listening from above, he's going to think I was stirring things up with DJ. But first, Declan Doyle, back to the Bears offensive coordinator. You know, it came up earlier this week on the Raheemy Harris and Grody show.
Oh, hey.
Our QB guru, see there? Our quarterback guru, Tim Jenkins, was on, who I know, Lawrence, you had on for a couple of years as well, so you know him well. But he was talking about how, after he watched the film, it was his thought that, the Bears were running exact same plays within the same game, maybe scripting similar plays throughout a game, which is rare. Well, it came up to Declan Doyle. A question was asked of him today on scripting more than just the first drive.
Is that ever something that you give thought to, just to be able to give your team momentum that they can build off of on the early plays of the third?
It's absolutely something we give thought to. We do it every week. And so a lot of times we'll come out of the half and, you know, we kind of have those thoughts as far as what we're going to go with. And obviously that can change as the game goes on and you may be being played a little bit differently or whatever. But that's absolutely something that we think about. It's been less, you know, us schematically being at a disadvantage and more so, like, you know, we got to clean up the penalties. We got to clean up the mental errors. We got to clean up the fundamentals and technique. That's the secret sauce. That's what we constantly preach. And that's how you stay on track. That's how, you know, that drive in the second half looks like the drive in the first half.
Look, I think that's absolutely right. I think the 12 penalties in game one and then the 8 damaging penalties plus the interception in game two and then falling way behind kind of renders this small sample size very difficult to gauge what their overall offensive plan is mid-game, Lawrence. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. I actually, the more we've heard from Declan Doyle, the more I like hearing from him. Because I feel like I learn something from him every week. And that's good. Like, who knows if he's destined to be a full-fledged play-calling offensive coordinator. But I understand why Ben hired him.
Yeah, and some of the question about scripting in the third quarter and the second half is because of the fact that we've seen 2 weeks in a row where the Bears have had terrific first drives, but the first drive of the third quarter has been bad in both weeks. So that is in part why that came up. The first drive of the third quarter was somewhat sabotaged by that DeAndre Swift penalty. And right now, as I've been saying, like, Caleb Williams might get there, but But Caleb Williams is not the quarterback right now that's going to dig you out of a second and 20 or a second and 34, as he was asked to do the other day, the drive on which he ended up giving up an interception. Gentlemen, may I take you into the Bears locker room? Are you ready?
Let's
do
it.
Prepared?
We love it when you do. It smells weird, but we trust you.
Will it please you?
It does. Yes. What? Wait till we get to DJ Moore. Don't you worry. That's coming here soon. But this is the edgy portion, guys. Grady Jarrett, I got two cuts where you're going to hear, like, Grady Jarrett, like, he's ready, man. And he thinks that things are going in the right direction. And this man is clearly keeping receipts on all of us. The question to him is, why do you think things are going in the right direction?
I'm choosing, you know, positivity. And at the end of the day, you know, we got to continue to choose us and believe in the work that we put in. You know, whatever the validation, pats on the back, it's not going to come from the outside world. And to be honest, it's really making it easier for us when we do have the success that we expect to have to block out the noise when we do get the pats on the back, because you would think being playing for this city, playing for this organization, will get a little more support on the end, certain things. And, you know, people really pushing for us. And obviously we got a lot of stuff going on. But at the end of the day, it's pulling us closer together and making us focus more on the things we can control. But when the day do come that things do, the ball do turn our way, it's going to actually help us be more focused on the things we can control, because we know how we were received and how we were talked about when things was a struggle. So when people, you know, when you're down, sometimes people want to kick you when you're down. So when you're up, you know, you just be able to focus on the ones that was there when you was going through it when you was down. But at the end of the day, guys, we 0-2. You know, it's, I mean, that's no excuse, but it's early in the season, and everything that we want is still ahead of us. And the teams that we lost to were two really good teams, but we get an opportunity to see both of them again, you know. And so that's the exciting part. And we may be down, but we're far from out. And we just getting this thing cooking.
Man, that's good stuff. That's the psychology of a longtime athlete, and I get the way he's doing it. And I can also imagine him as a new guy in town. All right, let's see what this media is like. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Like these first 2 weeks, as everybody realizes this is some ugly stuff and people are destroying the organization on every level and going after everything. I mean, that is probably a little jarring for Grady.
Yeah, I think so. Look, Atlanta is not a small market. There's no doubt. But Chicago is a different market. And, you know, they were booing. And I don't know if he was referencing that. Probably begged a follow-up from one of us that was part of that scrum with Grady Jarrett today. But,
better start off quick on Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, Lawrence, you're so right. It's painful. Absolutely. At Soldier Field. There's been... I feel like there was booing in every game last year. The opener this year, there was booing for the Bears. I've seen my fair share of booing, you know, in this era of these quarterbacks, of the Trubisky to the Justin Fields to now this, the Caleb Williams era.
Groats, the Bears got booed as they were still winning the game against the Vikings in week one. The booing started while they were winning still.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
imagine
no
you're
doubt.
Grady and that's your first game there. You're like, oh, boy, really? We're winning. Wow.
Groats, I'm going to ask you to make a choice here. What's the We got time for one more piece of sound. Which one do you want to play?
All right. I will. Yeah, let's do, because Grady just got a little bit angry about the Ben Johnson saying that they haven't practiced very, very hard. But here, let me play DJ Moore, because it's really good, actually, on Roma Dunze. And it sounds like DJ Moore may have something to do with getting Roma Dunze to where he is now and going from good to potentially being a great player. Here's DJ Moore on Roma Dunze.
Everything, because, you know, coming off of last year, he was battling himself. Do we think he was good, or do we want to be great? And now he's taking that step to be great, and he's speaking up a lot more and even breaking down huddles now. So I'm loving that for him.
Who challenged him to be great?
Me and him had a talk about it, and then, you know, the coaches after the game kind of got after him a little bit, so he stepped in.
Which game?
It don't really matter. You just know that he did it.
Last year?
Or preseason? It don't really matter. He's just doing what he needs to do.
What do you tell him about being great?
Just reflecting on his last game when he had over 120, and, I mean, you just got to keep building on top of that, and I mean – he's still this year two for him, and he's already started off like that. I mean, only can start from there and go up.
You obviously are in heavy support of Roma Dunze, but the competitive side of you, you want yours now? You want your 100-yard game?
No, I mean, of course everybody wants their 100-yard game, but at the same time, whoever's going off, you just got to feed off their energy. When your number gets called, you just got to do it. His number was called a lot, and he made the plays when he was there.
Is that easier to say as you grow older in the league to be able to? Well, I'm not saying you're old. I'm just saying older, more experienced.
I don't think I was ever was like, throw me the ball, give me the ball, anything like that. But it is what it is. Like I said, whoever's hot that day, just keep feeding them. And then when they need a break, we got to step up and make a play for them.
Why are you picking on DJ Moore?
Man,
I didn't mean
that
to.
That was really nice. That was a really nice, kind bit of leadership there from DJ. Thanks for playing that. And he was never the guy like, give me the damn ball. We used to praise that part of him. That got ugly here for a little while, but that's lovely that he's helping Rome, improve and grow like that. It's beautiful.
No doubt. And he's not like that. I mean, that's for sure. But I thought it was funny. Really quick, here's 3 seconds of Dan Wiederer with a quick question to DJ Moore about Matt Eberflus.
DJ, is it a little awkward to see him this weekend?
No.
And that's that.
It's beautifully put.
Groats.
Oh, it's always fun with DJ Moore. Guys, it's been a pleasure.
Magical hit as always. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
That is Mark Grody. You can catch him on Raheemy Harris and Grody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.